I hope that there will be a significant decline in violence? Yes. Can I be certain? No. Will there be ups and downs and incidents? I expect, sadly to say, that there will be.
That was U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Robert Zoellick, who played a major role in reaching last Friday's peace accord signed in Abuja, Nigeria, that would end the three-year conflict in Darfur. But analysts such as Richard Cockett, Africa editor of The Economist magazine in London, say there are grounds for skepticism about whether the accord signed by the Sudanese government and the Sudanese Liberation Army, or SLA, can be implemented. Mr. Cockett says that's because two of the smaller rebel factions refused to sign it. And even more important, the government in Khartoum is not to be trusted. He points to their arming of the Janjaweed, or Arab militias, which are responsible for slaughtering hundreds of thousands of non-Arab Darfurians and displacing millions more. The United States labels the killings genocide.
Any peace agreement made with Khartoum, as many people have found out in the past, is problematic, to say the least. In fact, under a ceasefire agreement between Khartoum and the Sudanese rebels as far back as the end of 2004, the Khartoum government agreed to disarm people in the region, including the Janjaweed, and nothing was done. So what incentive have they got to do things now? I think the only thing that's going to work is if you get this much-touted UN force in there to start monitoring a phased disarmament of the Janjaweed at the point of a gun, frankly, because the Khartoum government, I don't think, are going to do it on their own.
Roland Marchal, researcher and former editor of the French Revue Politique Africaine, says he's ambivalent about the fate of the peace agreement because implementing it is likely to be problematic.
It's a good news in the sense that quite a significant number of Arab tribes would be happy to reach a settlement because they are Darfurians and they believe that they should be part of the future of this region of Sudan. The bad news, of course, is they know very well that Khartoum may use them as scapegoats and blame them for what they did. They armed them, they organized them, and they pushed them to kill, to burn villages, to commit mass crimes. And inside the insurgency, rebels are actually very far to be organized. There is naivety on the side of the international community to believe that because Khartoum is signing an agreement, he's going to accept the UN troops on the ground as a direct consequence of this agreement.
The critical factor, according to the economist Richard Cockett, will be supplementing the African Union's 7,000 troops now in Darfur with about 14,000 troops from the United Nations. But whether or not the Security Council will authorize a robust peacekeeping force is not yet clear.
Unless people make commitments of troops and all their money to fund these troops, this peace agreement will almost be meaningless. If this peace agreement has any meaning for Darfur on the ground, it is a lever to get UN troops into Darfur with the cooperation of the Sudanese government. And having signed this deal on Friday, the foreign ministry have been sending out lots of conflicting signals about where they stand on the UN.
Nigerian journalist Sunday Dare says if the Darfur peace accord is to succeed, the international community will have to monitor its enforcement.
There's a lot of optimism out there, and I think the United States upped the ante when President Bush clearly came out to declare interest in it and to pledge support. It just needs all the hands to be on deck, not just the Sudanese government, not just only the SLA, but also the United Nations, the United States government, the African Union, and all the other parties. The African Union troops are clearly overstretched. It's a critical breaking point. They need the UN troops to go in there and support the peace process. It's been long overdue, and I think the United States government ought to really make sure this moves forward in the next 1 or 2 weeks.
The one thing on which all the journalists agree is that the international community cannot lose its momentum if peace is ever to come to Darfur. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.